we, as a state, as a jurisdiction, deal with international law this way. And it's simply true in our law that any unincorporated treaty, so any treaty that isn't an act of parliament, can simply be removed by act of government.
We hear a lot about international law being broken by this. You have an argument that international law doesn't exist.
Well, it's not quite that simple, but what you have to do if you're doing law rather than doing politics is, for a start, forget the EU-UK fight. That doesn't matter. And what I've done is go back and look at cases from 1968 and 1973. Then there's a big gap, and we look at this area of law again in 2017 and then again in 2021. And what you have is this difficulty of international law itself. And if it were a law, if it were a land, if it were a place, it would have to be consistent in its law. So what we have over time and over the last sort of few hundred years, and that's why I can use an example I referenced the musical Hamilton, because in that musical, there's an example of the Americans ignoring a treaty. And what we have is over hundreds of years, everybody sort of ignored treaties. So there's a bunch of these zombie treaties or ghost treaties floating around. And in the land of international law, that must presumably be an outrage, but nobody seems to care. And that is an odd, you know, that is just an odd concept to deal with. And what the EU is trying to do is trying to say, well, this treaty is the treaty everybody must care about. And that's not law. Law, in order to be consistent, means that everybody cares or doesn't care about the same type of thing.
But what you're talking about there is enforcement, is it not? That you're saying that international law needs to be enforced in a location.
No, I mean, I'm not calling for that, because that would be calling for world government, which seems to me to be a political position which I won't. I mean, I don't take any political position, so I'm definitely not calling for a world government. What I'm saying is that each jurisdiction, each legal system engages with international law in a different way. And ours sort of never really breaks it. So the EU will break international law, and they use their court to do that. And that, you know, that they consider that a solemn process. And that's how they deal with it. We sort of expel it. International law matters to us. It's law, it's binding, it's important when it is incorporated in this country. So when it has an act of parliament behind it. And what the government is doing is fiddling with that act, which they're fully entitled to do. I mean, the one way that the government could do something illegal is if it didn't use parliament and create a new statute. I'm not sure if that makes a lot of sense. But if you remember back to Miller 1, that was the point of Miller 1. The government couldn't simply rip up the EU treaty, our membership of the EU, unilaterally. Everybody that they, Theresa May's government, purported to, but they were taken to court, and the court said, no, 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 no. Because you put this treaty into statute, statute will have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Act of parliaments matter. Treaties matter if they are acts of parliament.
So by the fact that we've put it into law, it means we can change the law, and therefore we're putting it in our own jurisdiction. The Foreign Office website of Ireland, though, says, despite the absence of any superior authority to enforce such rules, international law is considered by states as binding upon them, and it is this fact which gives these rules the status of law, i.e. international law exists whether or not it's incorporated, whether or not there is a superior authority. There is just a thing called international law, which by signing up to a treaty, you must not break.
Yes, well, that's clearly nonsense. And what they're doing there is they're standing in the mirror and looking out, because actually every single state, and there's 193, possibly 194, and then the EU, whatever that is, deals with international law in a different way. So to have a declaratory statement on your website that simply says every single state deals with this exactly the same way, it is obviously wrong. And I don't think that's particularly bold of me to say. We, as a state, as a jurisdiction, deal with international law this way. And it's simply true in our law that any unincorporated treaty, so any treaty that isn't an act of parliament, can simply be removed by act of government. I mean, and that's absolutely true. And we did it with the Geneva Convention of the Law of the Sea in 1968.
And that's the point. I understand. And that's the point you're making. We can change it with our own laws, which is what we're doing.